The French Agency for Food, Environmental and Occupational Health and Safety, ANSES, has announced its intention to propose a restriction of chemicals such as PAHs, furans, dioxins, PCBs and formaldehyde in single-use nappies used for infants and children. This is Adam Elwan from the European Chemicals Agency. In this podcast, we talk with Ms. Karin Fior, Regulatory and Socioeconomic Projects Manager at ANSES. Karin, can you briefly explain your intention to propose a restriction and what exactly it covers?
Yeah, at this stage, actually, we are only at the very early stage and we are intending to propose a restriction, but it's not for sure yet that we will. We investigated the risk for babies and infants and children wearing diapers, and we identified risks for them, for their health. We are looking for information about the type of nappies we could cover, because you can have different types of diapers, such as night diapers, night pants, or swimming nappies, and that kind of thing. And they don't have the same features, the same specificities. They are not composed with the same materials. So depending on their composition, of course, the risk won't be the same. So we are investigating this part. And then we also investigating the chemicals of concern that can be contained in these different types of diapers. ANSES has identified different hazardous chemicals. Some of them are carcinogenics, others are genotoxic, and others are allergenics and so on for skin. And with all these hazardous chemicals, we then assessed the risk. And the intention is to cover all these chemicals in order to protect babies from this risk.
Now, you said that you found these chemicals in nappies. Can you explain why they're used there in the first place?
According to the information we got from the industry or all the stakeholders we consulted, these chemicals are not intentionally added. They are contaminants or residues that may come from, for example, the manufacturing process, because they are simply present in the environment around the process, or they also may come from the raw materials used in the nappies. So for now, there is an investigation on the origins of these contaminants, because the industry itself, they say that they don't know where they come from. So they are currently identifying the origins of those by, for example, measuring at different points of the supply chain in the manufacturing process or the raw materials, the chemicals, in order to identify the origins, because without having this information, of course, we cannot address the risk, because we cannot act on the sources of the contaminants.
You mentioned that you found risks for children. What are they?
Wearing nappies is mainly causing dermatitis, skin dermatitis to the baby's bottoms. This is the most common diseases, but this is not what we are targeting in the restriction proposal and in the risk assessment. Our assessment was mainly based on the fact that we identified carcinogenics and genotoxic and other very hazardous chemicals, and we measured the presence and the concentrations of these chemicals in the diapers. Then we searched for epidemiological data in babies and infants, just to support this risk assessment. But the fact that there is no epidemiological study in the literature allowing us to strengthen this. So we based our risk assessment on the comparison between the levels we found in the nappies with safe thresholds existing, for example, in national institutions or in the literature for the same endpoints.
And what is your advice for parents that have children that still wear nappies?
Well, I would say that we are very early in the process, so please don't worry. What you can do until maybe a restriction is adopted or implemented, you can take a look to the composition, which is now indicated on the packaging of the diapers, because this is something industry has committed since last summer to disclose the composition of the nappies they put on the market. So if as a parent you want to be reassured, you can have a look to this composition indicated on the package, and then to be sure that there is no hazardous chemical in these diapers.
So when looking at the composition, what exactly should parents be looking for?
The list of substances is, for example, listing fragrances, or also whether there are some PAH or dioxins, furans, PCBs, formaldehyde, and that kind of chemicals. The chemicals are mainly based on the UNCES risk assessment and the chemicals we identified as of concern for the babies.
And when you say that nappy manufacturers have committed to include the composition, is that only in France or is it also in other EU countries?
Well, it is on a voluntary basis. So, of course, the risk assessment comes from France competent authorities. So the agreement between the authorities and industry firstly comes from France. But the aim is to I would say, enlarge the obligation to hold Europe. So I cannot say for sure that every single industry will commit to do that, but it's still, yeah, it's on voluntary basis. So it's always difficult to be sure about what they will implement. The restriction proposal and our ongoing investigation is mainly focusing on baby diapers, babies and infants diapers until the age of 3 and a bit more, but not older. Regarding femcare products, ANSES is currently investigating these products too, but it's not part of the ongoing restriction proposal work. Regarding the incontinence products for elder people, for example, this is also something ANSES is working on. In case ANSES concludes about risks coming from these incontinence products, then it is possible that ANSES will propose another risk management option to address this.
What kind of impacts do you foresee if your restriction proposal goes through? I mean, not just for parents and children, but what about industry? Because I suppose there are potential costs for them to comply also.
Well, actually, the assessment of the impacts has not been done already, and this is something we are investigating a lot, because obviously, in case some of the chemicals we are talking about are banned in the nappies, industry will have to comply with the new obligations and will have to remove them. So the difficulties they may have in adapting their processes or in better selecting raw materials or whatever is the option they will opt for, definitely will have an impact on them in terms of costs, for example. So this is definitely something we are investigating. And as a dossier submitter, we will carry out a socioeconomic analysis, including this kind of costs and impacts on industry and the society as a whole. Currently, a call for evidence is running until the 31st of March, and it's a very good opportunity for any stakeholders, NGOs, industry, manufacturers, importers, distributors, but also scientists, and anyone who would have valuable information for us that can be also qualitative information or quantitative information and data would be very, very beneficial for us in order to refine our risk assessment, but also to develop a very robust socioeconomic analysis.
Karin, thank you so much for your time. For more information about this and other topics related to chemical safety, visit eca.europa.eu.